Okay, so once again for today, we are on page 263. So again, we're discussing, our topic of discussion the last couple of weeks has been the bracha that we make over pleasant smells, scents. So yesterday, again, we were discussing before what specific brachas do we make over different pleasant smells, but yesterday we started discussing, you go into a place that has fragrant smells, so you make a bracha. And we discussed that's somebody who's visiting, who's coming into the store. Again, the Mishnah Berurah said, because they want the person who's selling the spices, the incense, whatever you want to call it, is trying to entice the person to buy, so therefore he wants you to smell it, therefore you make a bracha. We discussed about the storekeeper himself. Would he make a bracha? So there's an argument between the Taz and others whether he would, because he doesn't really care about the smell. It's a business for him. So it's a very interesting concept. And we finished off with if a person goes back and forth, comes into the store, then leaves and comes back. So if he comes back right away, so he only makes one bracha. But if he left for a long period of time, or didn't return, I should say, right away, or the Mishnah Berurah says he went to another place, another store that has pleasant smells. That's a different store. So you'd have to make a new bracha. Now, one other thing that I didn't mention yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah says, how about if there's different smells, fragrances that are on the table in front of you? So so you picked one up and you smelled it, and then you put it back down on the table. Then you pick it up again and you smell it again, right? Right? You're into this guy. Right? You know, your little silver tin, right? So maybe you smell, right? A few times. So obviously you would not have to make a new bracha because the first time you made the bracha covers subsequent times you smell it. However, if a person, again, you probably figure this, if a person left the house and they went to work or they went to daven and then they came back and want to smell the same spices that are on the table, so they'd have to make a new bracha. That was an interruption. That's a hasek. Okay. Beis. Very interesting halacha. Beis. Eim avarkim al reach. The only time we make a bracha on a scent, only time is Ella, is only, so in other words, that's a double negative, as you all know. The only time I make a bracha on a scent is Imkein, next page, Nasa Lahariach. It's only, 264, is only if that scent is made for smelling purposes, as opposed to what? Hilkach. So the Machab says, therefore, Eimavarkam al Besamim Shal Mesim. You don't make a bracha on Besamim of deceased people. What does that mean? Hanosim lomalo mehamita, she'enam el lahavir sirchono shomes. They used to put something that smelled good near the deceased body, so that, you know, because of the smell. Aval, but hanesunim lomata. Let's say they had spices in wherever the funeral is, but it's not near the deceased. It's like in the funeral room. In other words, it's the same, so to speak, occasion, but it's in a different place. So then, mevarchim, then you make a bracha. Why? So the Machaber says, sha'ani omer, because we say, l'chavar achayim hemosim, because the reason why they have the spices there, the incense, whatever you want to call it, is for the people who are attending the levaya. They have a pleasant smell, not to get rid of a bad smell from the deceased. And therefore, if you follow the logic, also, if you have, right, like I mentioned this before in the last segment, a lot of people have it. I think we have it in the bathrooms in the shul, right? You have those Airwick, those solid, whatever the company is, and you have, I think there's one in the bath, it says two in one. It's an air freshener and it gets rid of the bad smell, right? So something in a bathroom. You have an air freshener in a bathroom. It's a nice smell. So you would not make a bracha on that. Okay, besides the fact that it's in the bathroom. Leave that aside. let's say, whatever. Also, how about if you're wearing a deodorant, and the deodorant has a nice smell to it? So Malchav says you would not make a bracha on that either. Because that is not under the preview of the halacha. The halacha, I mean, it is, but in other words, you make a bracha over something that's there for you to smell, not something to get bad of a bad, or rid of a bad smell. Whether it's a bad smell from the deceased, bad smell from a room, bad smell from a body, from a live person's body. So therefore, all those cases, you would not make a bracha. You would not make a bracha. Okay, we'll discuss this a little more in Meretz Hashem. We'll talk about this a little more. Another interesting case in Meretz Hashem.